Welcome to the Shofar Stellenbosch Sermon Series. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.
Okay, I'm going to share a couple of thoughts and then we're going to pray. And tonight we're trusting God to make a shift in our own hearts away from consumerism to being laborers. God wants us to be laborers in His kingdom. And I want to start in Matthew 25, verse 1 to 11. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2, now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish, and those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamp. Probably going to be at the conserve, we just need to do that. But Fani and Arnu and them, they're going to come and share their testimony. We're going to send the disabled Olympic team. We're going to pray for them. And Arnu is going to tell us, some of you are at Mayuba, what it means to suffer. How he lost his leg, wanted to play rugby, had all the ambitions, and God said no. And we're going to send him. But it's not going to be here, okay? You see, in the Old Testament, God showed us the picture that there was a cloud and a fire. And it showed us about a relationship that He wants with us, because sometimes that cloud or that fire for the Israelites would stay there for 3 days and then it would start moving. Sometimes it would stay in a place for 3 years. They never knew when that cloud or that fire is going to move. Cloud by day, fire by night. Sometimes they had to travel through the night. There was no rooting, there was no stuff that could keep them there, because they didn't rely on possessions, because they didn't know that it doesn't help you to plant stuff here right now, because you don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. If this cloud is going to move, then everything, all the worldly stuff is in vain. I'm not saying don't study, don't work and all that stuff, but it's just a place in our hearts, a place of being led by the Holy Spirit. Come on, charismatic church, rise up to your spiritual birthright. Come on, take the word of God in your mouth and start to prophesy, start to speak it. Come on, church, you have to rise up. The bridegroom is coming. Fill your oil. Fill your lamps. Doesn't help us to knock on the door and say, oh, I forgot. Oh, I've got excuses. Tonight is an evening of consecration of laborers. I want to be a laborer. I want to stand before His face one day and see fire in His eyes. That same Jesus that sent me, commissioned me into this world. I'm here to represent Him. I'm here to say to the world, there's only one King, there's only one Lord. So there's some of you that are one foot in the world, one foot in the kingdom. You're backslidden, you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You're great at pretending, but you feel far from Him. I want you to step out from where you are and come and join me on my left-hand side. Jesus is inviting you to life. He's inviting you into Himself. He says, come, I want to give myself. And when you're drowning and that life God is coming, you're not pretending. You scream, oh, I'm drowning! Because you've realized that only He's your Savior. Only He can be your King. So if you want to surrender, you need to surrender your life to Jesus tonight. I want you to come out. I want you to step out from where you are. I want you to come, sir. I want you to come and stand on this side. Just come here.
Remember that our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.